Decker's Board Game Beginner Guide: How the Cyber Heist Works, Solo Strategy and Duplicity. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Using Puzzlewix affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. Decker's is a cooperative cyber heist deck builder for 1 to 4 players ages 12 and up, lasting about 60 to 90 minutes. Each cycle gives every decker 3 turns in any shared order. You play command cards for colored symbols or their abilities, build programs and installations across 5 servers, contain sparks before they become guardians, and win by completing the final gold objective. Start with the base game. Duplicity is a separate expansion that requires it and adds a shifting SMC, 2-tone Deckers, and 2 missions. Deckers has the confidence to put 11 storage boxes inside its box. That is either excellent organization or a warning from the future. Happily, the game underneath is not a pile of cyber nouns. It is a cooperative timing puzzle in which cards are both your capabilities and your spending power. This guide is based on the English publisher rulebook and product pages checked September 7, 2026, plus clearly bounded community signals. Strategy is Puzzlewick analysis, not a claim that the curators physically played the game. We will teach the machine before raiding the fireworks. Is Decker's fun, and who should sit at this table? The pleasure comes from building a shared network while each player improves a private 15-card command deck. You discuss where programs should go, who can exploit the upgrade row, and which threat can survive one more turn. The network responds with sparks, captures, attacks, and movement. A clean plan feels like a crew executing a heist. A bad plan feels like 4 experts discovering they all meant somebody else. The publisher lists 1 to 4 players, ages 12 and up, at 60 to 90 minutes. Board Game Geek's community poll currently leans toward 1 or 2 players, even though all 4 counts are supported. That is an attention and preference signal, not a sales figure or universal verdict. Excellent fit: cooperative deck building, tactical movement, variable adversaries, and solo puzzles. Think twice: analysis paralysis, dominant player groups, or players who resent maintaining a shared board. Beginner note: the rulebook is substantial, but the repeated cycle structure gives the game a useful rhythm. The fit question comes first. Decker's rewards a group that enjoys calculating together and maintaining a changing threat map. The puzzle is cooperative, but the conversation is part of the mechanism. A player who wants private turns and a surprise reveal may feel managed. A crew that likes finishing one another's equations may find the table wonderfully alive. Dax says, "The network is not scenery. If your pieces cannot reach the objective, your beautiful engine is a decorative appliance." What comes in the box, and why the organization matters? Deep Print Games lists 174 cards, 5 double-sided server segments, 19 large maps, 11 standees, 3 dice, 7 tiles, 87 markers, and a set of internal boxes and cards for storage. It also includes 10 deckers, 7 supermassive computers, and 40 objective cards. Those numbers describe variety, not 10 simultaneous player characters. Choose the setup required by the selected SMC and crew size. Keep server segments, programs, sparks, and command cards distinct during teardown. The supplied organization has a job. Do not replace it with an insert before you know what problem remains. Photograph the first successful packing order. Future you will regard this as an act of friendship. The contents list matters because this is not a small deck builder wearing a large coat. 5 double-sided server segments, 19 large maps, standees, dice, tiles, and 87 markers create a board state game around the cards. Learn the supplied insert and setup order before shopping for replacement storage. Imani says, before the first card moves, each player should finish this sentence: I can solve this part of the problem. The cycle structure: Intel, Command, SMC, Refresh. A game lasts a fixed number of cycles determined by the chosen SMC, usually 3, 4, or 5. Each cycle has 4 phases. In Intel, reveal the objective and read special rules. In Command, every decker takes 3 turns. In the SMC phase, enemy pieces attack and the objective resolves. Refresh prepares the next cycle. You win by completing the final gold objective. Copper and silver objectives may not be mandatory unless the SMC says otherwise, but failure usually makes the network uglier. This is a crucial strategic correction. Do not spend the entire mission polishing an early objective while the final route starves. If an effect requires a spark or guardian and none remains in the supply, the team loses immediately. The supply is therefore a threat meter hiding in plain sight. Read the objective aloud, then name the dangerous spaces before anyone studies a hand. Intel is the phase where the group agrees what the mission is asking. A clever card sequence aimed at yesterday's problem is still a wasted turn. Margot says, good storage lets the next game begin sooner. Bad storage merely gives every token a private apartment. Three turns each in any order. The rule that makes a crew the command phase consists of three turns per decker, and the players may take them in any order, including consecutive turns. The active player follows six steps: start of turn, spawn, action, end of turn, draw, and restock. Once everyone has taken three turns, the SMC phase begins. This freedom is the cooperative heart of deckers. Do not default to seating order. Let the player who can clear a dangerous space act before somebody whose plan depends on that space. Let a player use an upgrade now if the new card immediately enables the crew's next move. A simple table practice prevents quarterbacking. Before choosing the next active decker, each player says one useful thing they can accomplish and one thing they need. The crew decides the order, the active player decides the execution. Each decker receives three turns, but the crew chooses their order and may interleave them. Use that freedom. One player opens a pathway, another removes the blocking threat, and the first returns to complete the objective. Taking three consecutive turns by habit discards one of the game's sharpest tools. Yumi says, a travel case should protect the game, not require a second train ticket. Your cards are commands or abilities, never both at once during an action step. Play command cards either for their colored command symbols or for a printed keyword ability. Cards used to pay one action form a set. Their commands cannot be divided across multiple actions, and excess commands are lost after that action. You may convert three commands of any colors into one purple command, which can stand in for another colored command. This creates the most important hand question. Is this card more valuable as fuel now or as an ability later? Begin by naming the action, count the exact command requirement, and then choose payment. Throwing cards down first is how a flexible hand becomes expensive confetti. Because an action must finish before the next begins, explain any chain in separate sentences. It helps the table catch impossible assumptions before they become architecture. A command card is either payment or its printed ability for that use. State the action, show the command set, and move the paid cards together. Commands cannot be split between actions and excess payment disappears. The verbal ritual is not bureaucracy, it is how four minds keep one state. Dax says, contain the next spark before admiring the last move. The board is exceptionally willing to become your problem. Upgrade early because the new card enters your hand. Now each decker starts with 15 basic command cards. The upgrade action buys a card from the shared upgrade area, puts that advanced card directly into your hand, and sacrifices one card used to pay. Basic cards leave the game, advanced cards return to the upgrade area. The deck remains exactly 15 cards. That immediate hand access makes the upgrade row a shared toolbox rather than a between-round reward. An upgrade can be correct because it solves the present objective, not merely because it improves an average future draw. Check whether another decker needs the same card before refreshing the entire row. The trap is buying elegant text with no job. Improve command density, solve the cycle, or unlock a route. The network does not award points for owning the most literate discard pile. Upgrading puts the advanced card directly into hand and removes one payment card, keeping the command deck at 15. That makes an upgrade an immediate tactical instrument. By the color and ability the current objective can exploit, not the card whose art would look best on a recruitment poster. Imani says, three turns each does not mean three private turns in a row. Interleave them and make one crew plan. Programs, installations, and the five-server movement puzzle upload places programs onto your current space. Three commands of one color normally upload one program of that color. Three programs can become an installation, and installations improve the network's capabilities. Blue movement grants one movement point per blue command. Programs of one color can be carried, while connected programs and installations create pathways that allow free movement once a move action has begun. That means the crew should build infrastructure with an objective in mind. A beautiful pathway on the wrong side of the network is still a scenic commute. Before uploading, ask what the program will enable this cycle and whether a spark will immediately prevent the action. Movement points left unused disappear. Bundle a pickup, delivery, and repositioning into one move where the board allows it. Infrastructure earns points only when it connects the crew to the work. Upload programs where the mission can use them, combine them into installations when the action economy supports it, and remember that blue commands buy movement. A network that reaches everywhere except the objective is modern art. Margot says, two card sizes, one exact count. At last, an accessory problem with an answer smaller than a spreadsheet. Sparks become guardians, and guardians can turn one mistake into weather. When a third spark enters one space, the three transform into a guardian. If a spark enters a guardian space, it explodes and sends sparks of the same color to adjacent spaces. Those placements can trigger more transformations or explosions. White sparks are nastier because they can capture programs, and white guardians can deny avatars entry. The beginner error is evaluating each spark alone. Count the next placement. Two sparks in one space are not two small problems, they are a loaded guardian. A guardian beside another vulnerable cluster is not one big problem, it is an argument for acting before the spawn dice join the conversation. Keep the spark and guardian supplies visible. Their depletion is an immediate loss condition, so the pieces off the board matter as much as the pieces on it. Threat management is predictive. The third spark on a space becomes a guardian, a spark entering a guardian explodes, explosions seed adjacent spaces and can chain. Ask where the next placement will land. Cleaning only the ugliest current cluster is how the quieter cluster applies for promotion. Yumi says, pack the pieces by the order you teach them. Future you deserves a pleasant first 5 minutes. Solo and two-player strategy, reduced discussion, not information. Board Game Geek's current player poll favors one or two players. At those counts, the advantage is continuity. One mind can remember why the red program was placed three actions ago. The danger is treating every available line as equally worthy of calculation. At solo, write the cycle objective in one sentence, identify the nearest loss trigger and assign each decker a job before taking the first turn. At two, let one player watch infrastructure and the other watch threat escalation, then swap jobs next cycle. This keeps cooperation alive without turning every card into a committee hearing. Community comments about difficulty and board state are useful questions to investigate, not rules. The official objective and SMC text always wins when a discussion drifts into memory. White sparks are not ordinary colored sparks and can capture programs, so protect the infrastructure that makes the root function. The loss condition tied to empty spark or guardian supplies means the crew cannot treat the threat pool as an infinite visual effect. Duplicity is an expansion, not the corrected base game. Duplicity requires deckers. Deep Print Game says it adds a new SMC that shifts between two states, two tone deckers with profile cards that flip, and two new missions. Its listed components include 8 large maps, 13 standard cards, and 16 tiles. The publisher lists the expansion for October 2026. That is more than extra variety. Flipping identities and a two-state adversary deliberately disturb the clean model you learned in the base box. It is therefore a second purchase for a crew that already understands cycles, programs, and threat timing. Buy it when the base adversaries feel readable and your group wants uncertainty inside the system. Skip it for the first teach. Complexity is more interesting when it has something stable to betray. For a first mission, let one player track the phase, one watch the objective, and one watch the threat supply. Those are table jobs, not permanent offices. Rotate them next game so the strongest planner does not quietly become the game's unpaid operating system. What to buy, sleeve, and carry? Start with the English base game from a verified retailer. We found an Amazon product page carrying the Decker's name, but could not verify that its available edition is the English language release for Keller, Texas. It does not receive an English edition affiliate button here. That restraint is more useful than a fast commission on the wrong rulebook. The base box already includes internal storage. Play before buying an insert. If sleeving, verify both card sizes against the physical game and manufacturer chart before ordering quantities. A token silo can help during play, but the supplied trays may already solve your table. A large neutral or colorful board game mat is optional comfort, not a required component. Duplicity is the only exact expansion discussed here. It belongs after the base game and only once an exact retail edition is confirmed. The official Duplicity expansion requires the base game. Its shifting system, two-state SMC, two-tone deckers, two missions, 8 maps, 13 cards, and 16 tiles are an escalation for a crew that already reads the original network. Learn the honest heist before inviting deception to the stand-up meeting. A first mission briefing that keeps everybody in the crew choose one SMC and the recommended setup. Explain the four phases, the three-turn freedom, and the card choice between commands and abilities. Do not lecture every colored action before it appears. Put the objective where every player can read it and keep the enemy supply visible. At the start of each command phase, ask three things: what ends the game, what must be true at the end of this cycle, and which player can act first without blocking somebody else. During the teach, invite the active player to narrate payment. This catches split commands and accidental overpayment gently. After the game, discuss one turn order decision and one upgrade decision. A debrief is more valuable than immediately adding duplicity because the first loss bruised everyone's professional hacker reputation. The Exact Deckers Premium Sleeve Bundle is unusually useful because it answers both card sizes in one verified product. 200 standard sleeves at 63.5x88 and 50 large sleeves at 88x125. Premium 90 micron sleeves add bulk, so confirm the finished storage fit before sleeving the whole system. What the current attention signal means: on September 7, Deckers appeared first in Board Game Geek's hotness list. Its game page showed an 8.1 community rating from roughly 1,000 ratings, 3,400 owners, 2,200 wishlists, and hundreds of forum threads. Those figures can change, and hotness measures attention rather than retail sales. The useful editorial signal is the shape of the questions: prospective buyers asking whether to order, owners asking how to manage the board state, and solo players sharing difficult positions. That supports a rules and strategy guide. It does not prove universal acclaim, long-term availability, or a particular Amazon edition. The publisher remains the authority for contents and rules. Board Game Geek helps reveal where readers are confused. One tells us what the machine does, the other tells us where people put their fingers in it. Board Game Geek hotness records attention on the site, not retail sales. Its practical value here is question discovery. Owners repeatedly ask whether the game is winnable, how to read a crowded state, and whether the calculation load suits their group. Those are better buying questions than a naked rank. Final verdict: Deckers is worth investigating if your group likes cooperative planning, deck improvement, and a board state that can turn one neglected token into a loud collective problem. It is less suitable for a table that dislikes shared calculation or wants a breezy introduction with almost no administration. Start with the base game, learn one SMC without the expansion, and let each player own a part of the plan. Duplicity is for the crew that wants the network to lie more convincingly after it already understands the truth. Frequently asked questions: what is Deckers? Deckers is a cooperative cyber heist deck-building board game by Richard Wilkins for 1 to 4 players. The publisher lists ages 12 and up and 60 to 90 minutes. How do you win Deckers? Complete the objective on the final gold cycle. Earlier copper and silver objectives may be optional unless the selected SMC says otherwise, though failure usually worsens the network. How many turns does each player get? Each decker receives 3 turns during every command phase. The crew may interleave those turns in any order, including consecutive turns by one decker. What happens when 3 sparks meet? They transform into a guardian. A later spark entering a guardian's space explodes into adjacent spaces and may start a chain. Can you play Deckers solo? Yes. The publisher supports 1 to 4 players, and Board Game Geek's current community poll favors 1 or 2. Can duplicity be played by itself? Number Deep Print Games explicitly says duplicity cannot be played without Deckers.